All right, let's go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Alexis, would you mind?
Sure. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We'll go ahead and get into a council roll call.
Vladimir Anderson.
Vladimir Anderson, present.
Eric Duane.
Present.
Alexis Federico.
Present.
Alexander Gonzalez.
Present.
Alex Maslin.
Present.
Robert McDonald. Marcos Villa. Stephanie Wade. I think Bobby just joined. Let me promote him over.
So now we do have quorum, but it's kind of unfortunate that for item five, it doesn't matter what we vote because we're outside of 30 days. But I'll mention that special meeting for next month.
Well, we still need a vote because it will allow us to vote again at the end of the month for that special meeting. Otherwise, we will be out of 30 days. And then
That's right. Okay. So it's back to back. Got it. Okay. All right. We'll go ahead and move on to item number four, public comment. Do we have any public comment?
We did not receive any requests in advance. We do have one member of the public present with a hand raised. I will go ahead and unmute you. Please unmute yourself, and you have 3 minutes to address the board.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Great. Hi, this is James. I'm in Fullerton. I just wanted to remind the council that the PACT Act was signed into law by the president today. That was the toxic exposure bill that kind of made the news recently. But it would provide benefits to multiple generations of veterans, to include Vietnam era veterans, hypertension for Agent Orange, but also some of the newer conditions associated with burn pits and particulates for the post 9/11 generation. So please encourage everyone to file claims. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you for that, James. Are there any others?
No other members of the public.
All right, then we'll move into action item number five, AB 361. I would make a motion that we continue to hold our meetings via Zoom. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, any discussion? Okay, all in favor? We'll go ahead and do that roll call vote.
Vladimir Anderson.
Aye.
Eric Duane.
Aye.
Alexis Federico.
Aye.
Alexander Gonzalez.
Aye.
Alex Maslin.
Aye.
Robert McDonald.
Aye.
Marcos Villa. Stephanie Wade. And that is majority.
All right, we'll go ahead and the motion carries then, and I'll go ahead and move into action item number six, executive committee report. I know that Stephanie is doing an event today, so that's super exciting. I do have one item to report. We did go dark last month, July, for coffee talk, but we will be having coffee talk this month in it's the fourth Wednesday in August. I'm looking for any kind of events or items to talk about. So if you got one, email me. If not, then I will probably recycle last year's August event because typically they're based on timed events throughout the year. And that's all I have to report at this time. Go ahead and move into item number seven, the VSO update. Erica.
Thank you, Chair. Hi, everyone. Little out of practice since Elena Kim's been doing these updates every month, but it's like riding a bike, right? So speaking of Elena, as you know, she resigned July 22nd. And so we had to go to the board yesterday to have the Board of Supervisors approve an authorized backup. So Renee Ramirez will be the authorized signer on all the official CalVet reports and documents and serve as the backup until a new county veteran service officer can be hired. That recruitment is live, so hopefully you've all seen the job posting. If not, I'll share it with the council so that you can cast your nets far and wide. But it is a priority position, so we hope to fill that very quickly. Also at the board meeting yesterday, the Board of Supervisors recognized Eligibility Professionals Month. So we had employees from the Social Services Agency, from our Housing Authority, and then also one of our Veterans Claims Representatives be recognized and accept the certificate to acknowledge Eligibility Professionals Month. And really nice comments, supportive comments from the Board of Supervisors recognizing how tough of a job they have. Our claims representatives are on the front lines and not seeing people on their best day most of the time. So we just thank them for their professionalism. And I'm very proud of all of our claims reps that we have in the VSO. The other thing I wanted to update you on is last month while I was on vacation, but I know it was already in motion, and you all were aware that the board approved the new county bylaws template, which includes the new OCVAC bylaws. So we are now operating under the new bylaws, which means that our elections will take place in November for the new term. We were able to meet the deadline to get that clause in there for what to do in the event of a tiebreaker. So that is included in the new bylaws. So we are working under that new structure. As we work under those new bylaws, if you identify any other changes or updates that are needed, we definitely can do that and take that back to the board for approval. It's not an easy process and it's definitely not a fast process, but it is possible. So, you know, I just want everyone to know that we're not locked in. We can make those changes, but it will be a process. Let's see, what else happened? Staying on the topic of Board of Supervisors activities, yesterday the board also approved a new appointee to the council. So Mr. John Burek will be a new council member on OCVAC. I think the timing was just too crunched so that he didn't get the information for today's meeting, unfortunately, but he will start officially next month. Chairman Chafee appointed him as a member at large. So we will have another council member. Yay. And then the last thing I just wanted to share is some activity out of the VSO, and that was that July was a very busy month. You'll see this in our Big Voice publication at the end of the month, but just looking back in hindsight, July, we served 2,573 vets and their families. We filed 1,105 claims, and that resulted in over $1.24 million in benefits, including college fee waiver savings. So very successful month. And that's all I have.
That's a big brief. Thank you so much for all that. We'll go ahead and move into item 8, CalVet Link Update. Ben Gales.
Thank you, sir. Good to see everyone. So the big news at CalVet is the upcoming summit that'll be in San Diego in September. And definitely a focus there will be strategic planning. Definitely looking at mental health money that's going to come to CalVet. So still no new information on exactly what that money is going to be, but I know that'll definitely be a big part of the summit discussion. And yeah, otherwise in the OC, I got the general meeting of the collaborative next Tuesday, focusing on linking Southern California communities, so LA, San Diego. A big veteran stand down on Wednesday that's going to be out of Working Wardrobes. That should be a very good event. And then I think just in general, I'm seeing a big uptick in in-person events. I know for me, I've getting a ton of in-person college visit requests for the fall already, which is feels different than it did a year ago, which is great. And still plenty of people using the phone to reach out to us. But yeah, I'm always really happy to see the in-person events, especially for the college student veterans who I think, you know, need to be out in the world meeting people. And so that's great. So yeah, that's it for me.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Yeah, we had last week, we had our welcome day on campus, and it was absolutely insane, but it was nice to see all those people back on campus. I agree. We'll move on to item number 9, committees. Do we have anything from Alex Maslin or Vladimir Anderson for any of the committees you serve on?
I don't have any update.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Yes, Vlad Anderson would like to say a few things. I encourage Stephanie, Bobby, and certainly Ben to provide me some information. I'm not well versed in everything that the veterans groups are doing here throughout the county, and I need that information. I really just hate coming to these meetings and not having anything to contribute. And please share with that information with me. I'll send an email to Erica and to disseminate the information, and then keep everyone in the council up to speed with what's going on in the county.
All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate all your work. Go ahead and move to council comments. Alexis?
No comments from me. Thanks.
Thank you. Vladimir?
Nothing else to add. Thank you.
Thank you. Bobby?
Yeah, I've got a couple of things. First of all, Vladimir, I'll be glad to help you out with some stuff. Okay. Needless to say, I've been kind of a little busy.
Tad bit, right?
Just a skosh. But I'll get back to you and I'll help out, okay? Because there's some things coming up, some real, real major positive things coming in. Second thing I wanted to touch base with, Erica, please make sure that I haven't seen it. So would you, I know it just happened last week, but can you send out a copy of the bylaws, the new bylaws? Because what we had before was just a template. So let me see the real deal. I would appreciate it. The other thing, two more items. Hopefully tomorrow, the cemetery information will come out of appropriations. It was passed by the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee a couple weeks ago. It was passed a while back, but now that the legislative session's back in play, it will probably be more than likely be heard in appropriations sometime tomorrow. When it comes out of appropriations, there's only one more step, and that has to go beyond the floor of the Senate. I have no idea when that's going to happen, but I'll know. Hey, when I know, I'll pass it on. And then after that, it's going to be signed by the governor. So we have got three steps to go. Hopefully one will be taken care of tomorrow with no hiccups. And then the other two pieces will fall into place. So we're that close to having a cemetery up in Anaheim Hills, real close. And the last thing I'd like to bring before the group, one of the things you can do out the outside as a group is to hear issues or some complaints or some people that are a little upset about what's going on in the veterans community. Mr. Chair, I would like to be able to have Ms. Penny Lambright maybe come in outside the public comments to speak about, and for those that don't know who Penny Lambright is, she's the owner of Patriots and Paws. And for the last 10 years, she has really, really helped veterans. I mean, she's a true advocate. She's made sure that if veterans and their families need furniture, or help moving and all that, she takes care of them. They need dogs and stuff, she takes care of it. They're homeless, all you name it. She's been in the community in Anaheim and I think Orange for all these years. But she approached me the other day and said that she had a couple of dogs taken away from her and put in an animal shelter. She told me about the incident and what had happened. But she was trying to work to try to get the dogs back, and she was having some issues with the Orange County Animal Shelter or something of that effect, and it was getting too deep for me to understand. But I thought that would be something, seeing how we do have a voice with the Board of Supervisors, and that's our job. I thought it would be really neat to have her come in and at least share this with you. And if there's something we can do, let's do it. I usually wouldn't bring anything like this to the board, but I think this is important because this helps so many veterans.
Let's get her agendized for next month.
Beg your pardon?
Let's get her agendized for next month. Let's get her on the next meeting.
I just need your permission to do it.
You know what? Let's, can we do it on, we could do it on the special meeting. I know everybody wants to have like a quick duck in and duck out, but this sounds like there's
it could be a regular meeting. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. It could be a regular meeting. But I thought instead of me trying to explain it, so let her come and explain what the situation was and what's the issue she's having. If we can do something, let's do it. If we can't,
absolutely.
Then, you know, let's give her a forum so she can at least speak. And if she hasn't been someone that has been helping veterans.
Yeah. And I think we have at least one attorney on this council. So.
Well,
yeah. And I was going to say, I'm involved in animal rescue. I'm on the board of Pet Project Foundation. We're the rescue partner for the local San Clemente Dana Point Animal Shelter, but we work with other shelters and rescues. So Bobby, let's touch base and maybe I can reach out to her and see if there's any other.
That's fine. I mean, I'm just trying to do my job.
No. Yeah. Okay. We're all here. And
I mean, let's do this and let's do this. If it's okay, let's set it up for the agenda.
Sure.
But let me get with Alexis and let's talk about it. And maybe we might be able to get some clarification before we come to the meeting.
And making sure that the animals are in a safe, you know, that are not in danger too.
Okay. If that's okay with y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Other than that, just trying to relax from getting back from Montana and Missouri.
Stretch your legs from all that pedaling.
You know, if I had a derailleur, it would have been all right. But the fact that I was on a one-speed bike, you know, with 45 pounds on it, you know, with all the accoutrements, plus dressed up in 100-degree weather with humidity, not a problem.
Sounds like an easy day.
Hey, look at it. Those guys did it. 41 days, 1,900 miles with no roads. That's on railroad tracks with no gravel.
That's insane.
Okay. No, it's not insane. It's crazy.
Amazing. Yeah.
In 1897. Anyway, I said enough. Thank you.
Thank you for all that. Alexander Gonzalez?
Yes, real briefly, I'd like to share that the Veterans Memorial Court Alliance is holding a Korean War Veterans Tribute. That's taking place on September 10th at 11 a.m. over at Tanaka Farms in Irvine. I'm going to send around the flyer. I'll probably share it with Eric, and then he can tag it to the rest of the group.
Send it to Erica. Do you have Erica's email address? She can push it out to us, but just send it to Erica.
I sure do. I'll go ahead and do
that. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Alex Maslin?
Nothing else to report.
All right. Thank you. And I don't have anything to report out either. So
Eric, one more
Bobby
thing.
Bobby, save Brown.
I got one more thing. I'm sorry. I should have put this on my notes here. Sometime I'll get back to the group, hopefully at the next meeting. But sometime in late September, early October, there will be a new post office changing in the city of Irvine. They're going to name it after Tuskegee Airman Bob Friend, who just passed away a couple of years ago here in Anaheim. So the Postal Service, United States Postal Service, is going to rename. I don't know where yet, but it's in Irvine, and they're going to rename it after Bob Friend.
That's wonderful news. Thank you. Yeah, please share that. That way we can get a good showing. All right. Yes, sir. If there's nothing further, go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Everyone have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll see you at the next special meeting. And that is on what day again?
I believe we selected the
31st. 31st, yep. Okay. All right. We'll see you all then. Take care.
There.